I was at a conference on Saturday where there was a question on a woman who had worn hijab for a man. Point was that she had worn it for someone else, not for Allah, and so should she remove it? So number one, this is not about any sister who has removed her hijab. Only Allah knows every person's situation. And I've spoken many times on social media about women I know personally who have removed their hijab because of trauma, because of unaliving attempts, because of abuse, because of a number of reasons. So truly, we do not know what someone is going through. We only see on the outside. And we always make dua for our beloved sisters to bless them in every way. So this video is not addressed to the sister who has removed her hijab. For you who is questioning whether or not to take it off, number one, in some community spaces, hijab is the most focused on part of a woman's existence. This leads to a lot of anger and resentment, understandably. Because if we are to say that the reason we wear hijab when explaining it to people who are not Muslim, one of the reasons is so that a woman can exist in being known for the work that she puts forth rather than what her body looks like, that she is not influenced by beauty standards of society that are constantly changing, that her beauty is in her connection and submission to God in a very public statement. Then at the same time, we would say that some Muslim communities really make that the absolute focus of who a Muslim woman is. So ironically, we make hijab the focus of her appearance when at the same time we're sharing how hijab allows us to take the focus off our appearance as women. So as you are navigating the way you feel about hijab, what I would recommend is you sit and you actually write a journal of all the reasons why you are struggling with hijab. Is it because of community conversations surrounding women and womanhood? Another example of this is when women have told me that they were told to wear hijab to protect themselves for their husbands, to preserve themselves for their husbands. They were told this when they wore hijab in middle school. And now they're in their 30s and they have not found said husband. Or they did get married and it was a very abusive or painful relationship. So hijab had been tied to a man. And in decentering the intention of hijab being for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not men, it's important to acknowledge that that might have impacted the way you feel about hijab right now. Versus hijab, what it is in and of itself is an act of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So learning what hijab is critical for this process. Hijab on YouTube, which I hope can help inshallah. What I would recommend is not making a decision right now when you are going through something or someone else is going through something that's impacting you. I recommend speaking with a Muslim therapist who can help you understand why you're considering removing hijab. Not making a decision when you're already in a heightened emotional place can help with isolating your confusion or your confliction surrounding hijab versus hijab being one of a number of other issues that are just conflated together. Also, I've been told by many women in Hajj that they don't really know the role of Muslim women in Islam. So when you come to learn about who the woman companions were, radiallahu anhum, you know very likely that Nusayba radiallahu anha came and defended the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Uhud. You know that Fatima radiallahu anha also came with Ali radiallahu anha, and they cauterized the wound on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do you know about the women companions who, when they heard about hijab, they rushed to wear it? And why did they do so? Because they had time to develop their iman. Aisha radiallahu anha says that when the verses on hijab were revealed, women wore them right away. Why? Because she also mentioned separately that they spent time getting to know the revelation about the hereafter, about who Allah is, before laws were revealed. Learn about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dr. Jinan Yusuf has a beautiful book about the names of Allah. Make dua to him by those names every week. Get to know who he is so that it's no longer about the what of hijab, but the who it's for. And finally, right now, we have in the women of Gaza and the women of Sudan and so many places where women who wear hijab are steadfast in that they don't want to be even without hijab in their own privacy of their own tent because they're afraid of being martyred without it. We, because of their commitment to hijab for the sake of Allah. And we can draw in those examples. That being said, hijab can be very difficult for so many sisters for so many reasons. There's a lot of pressure to look a certain way, especially including in the hijabi, Muslim, modest, influenced fashion industry. So if the pressures of dressing in hijab and trying to fit into a particular way of what hijab looks like is affecting you, maybe consider unplugging from those accounts for a bit. And instead, you can follow the voices of women who are scholars of Islam, who are teachers of Islam, who can help you learn Islam and your agency and role as a Muslim woman instead of how to look beautiful in hijab, which I think in and of itself creates a lot of turmoil for sisters who are trying to navigate self-esteem. And finally, if you worn your hijab because of someone else, like the question about wearing it for said man, you may feel like they had power over you, which is why you put it on, but you also give them power when you choose to remove it because of them. Hijab is about you and your relationship with Allah. My friend's mom used to abuse her, and she would do so in the name of religion. And my friend wanted to read Quran, but she said every time she wanted to open the Quran, she just thought about her mom forcing her to read it. And so she said she wouldn't give her mom power over her by reading the Quran and allowing her mom to have that influence in her private life. But she wanted to read the Quran. And so I told her, look, you're giving your mom power over you every time you don't read the Quran. You want to build this connection with Allah through His words. And again, for my sisters who have removed their hijab, for you know that I deeply love you.